Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Tobin.
What? Yes.
I've got a John Dorenbos walking up.
Cool. Are we doing this now?
Yeah, let's have a seat, John. Yeah, do you mind?
Go ahead.
All right, just headset.
Are we live? Are we going?
We're live. We're going.
Yeah, buddy.
Live radio. My partner in crime, Brendan Tobin, is actually at a fight in Dallas, so he's in Jerry's World right now. So he's there. I'm here, and our other partner, Leroy, is playing golf somewhere in Orlando.
I so like Leroy.
Leroy played in the NFL. He's a he was a 10-year Pro Bowl running back for the Vikings and the Browns before your time. So he would have all the football questions, but
whatever.
Instead, you're left to the fat guy eating chicken fingers.
And I'm liking that too. I'm
right
over some of those.
John Dorenbos joins us, and you're going to be here performing at the Hard Rock, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Event Center tomorrow night.
Super stoked, man. It's a great venue. 8 o'clock. Get your tickets. What is it? HRL.com. MyHRL.com. I should probably know that. That's probably one of those things I should have probably wrote down. MyHRL.com or JohnDorenbos.com. Click tour. But it's going to be Rockstar, man, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and listen, I could just tell you, not to fanboy out, but my family, my son, my 11-year-old Zach, my wife Allie, myself, watch you on AGT 2 times.
Oh, cool, man.
I mean, and your story real quick for the audience that doesn't know, besides the fact that I think you're the best magician in the world.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'll do your show anytime.
Write that down. I'll give
Can you
my
guys
card.
Travel with me?
Yeah, I'm for hire, trust me, more than radio. Your background is this. You got a little bit of a troubled childhood. I don't know how much you want to go into that.
Yeah, you can say, yeah, it's all
yeah,
good.
I was just telling these guys that your dad murdered your mom when you were young. And, you know, you went through foster. You live with your aunt. You grew up playing football. Discovered magic at 13. You know, you got to meet David Copperfield.
That was sick, too, by the way. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would love to meet him, too. I saw Siegfried and Roy once before they got
Man, home. I never got to see him.
Yeah, I got to see him. It was cool.
Lance Burton, too. Never got to see him live.
I saw him, too.
What did you like better?
I like Siegfried and Roy because I was a little kid rooting for the Tigers to do something. And
well, you won.
Yeah, I won. Yeah, in the end, I won. Well, they can't see him anymore. Anywho, so, and then John played in the NFL for the Eagles. He was a long snapper for over a decade with the Eagles. Got traded to the Saints. They find a heart issue, open heart surgery.
Saved my life.
And right in the middle of that is on AGT in front of millions of people twice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So we did America's Got Talent season 16, or season 11, 2016. Made it to the finals, which was awesome. It was during training camp, and then they brought me back for the AGT Champions Edition.
Yeah,
so
they did.
It's actually good. So the first one I lost to a 12-year-old with a ukulele, right? Proud. One of the many. And then I came back for AGT, just killing the competition reality game. And I came behind a 14-year-old with a puppet. So things are good. Things are going in the right direction.
As you can tell, John's personality is amazing. I know you do a lot of like speaking as well too. But this show tomorrow night, I'm trying to figure out a way to get there, man. Tickets are off the chain. We gotta figure this out because I know my son Zach. We love you watching you do your stuff because you have such a positive attitude and you're just a smile on your face when you're doing magic. And the thing about it is, like, I used to think of magic, you know, like, hey, you know, someone's jumping over a building or, like, we're going to cross the Grand Canyon. I'm going to make something appear. You do this stuff. It's, like, just mind-blowing. Like, how did that just happen?
I think the core difference is I'm not trying to make you believe that I'm magic. Ooh, you know, I'm not.
No, you are.
Okay, I'll take it. Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
But it's more, you know, when I was a kid learning magic, it was just cool, man. It was an outlet. It was fun. It made people laugh, and it was a tool to connect people together, right? To me, it was a tool and an icebreaker to meet people. And so my show now is kind of my life story, how magic intervolves. I don't even know if that's a word, but it is
now. It is now, yes.
It's the magic that intervolves with my life. And it's the ups and downs. It's how I found happiness. And I think you're going to leave feeling a lot better about whatever it is in your life that you need closure with. I think you're going to find, you're going to laugh. You might even shed a tear. You're going to reflect on the people that you love. It's a different show. It's not the dancing girls and the boxes and cutting people in half. It's not that. So We use magic as a tool. And I want to be a rock star. That's the reality. But I can't sing, I can't dance, and I can't play an instrument. So pretty much count that out.
I mean, you pretty much are. I mean, you just walked in here with a posse like a rock star.
I know, right? This is amazing. It only happens now. I'm gonna, like a selfie video and just do this just so people think this is how I roll, but this is never how I roll.
No, I expect when you walk out of the shower in the morning, like you have 10 people.
Well, they're actually not here for me. They're actually here for him. And I'm just rolling on the coattail of his posse.
That makes sense.
And then I tell people it's my posse.
So, you know, when you played football, you played in stadiums in front of 60, 70, 80,000 people. But did you ever get like, hey, man, I'm frightened to be out here in front of all the people?
No, you know what? So I had a chance to play baseball or football in college, and I chose football. And I'm not making this up. I wanted to play college football because I wanted to run out of a tunnel in front of 100,000 people. I wanted the energy of a rock star, and that's why I did it. So that energy, the crowd, I actually am more calm when it starts. So I might have some jitters before the show, but once the lights go on and the intro music goes and you're out, it's I feel like it's where I belong, it's where I'm happy, and it's where I'm comfortable.
Well, I was going to ask you the difference between a huge stadium crowd performing there. You know, high snap, everyone hates me, right?
Yeah, that's a bad day, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's a bad day.
By the way, we have a long snapper theory on the show we'll get to in a second.
Okay.
So you go from that to performing to these intimate audiences, a little more intimate than a stadium, but for you, it's just being in front of a crowd.
It's all the same, man. It's feeling the energy of people, right? It's surrounding yourself with the people that you want to be surrounded by. And I feel like the people that come to my show, that's my people. Right? Let's rock and roll, man. Let's have a good time. So bring your kids. You know, I think 10, 11, 12, it's good. We're going to hit on some issues, and it'll be a positive experience for them. They're going to see some awesome magic, and you know, if you haven't seen it, you can YouTube, Google, whatever you want, and you'll see my style, which is fun, and take it from there.
All right, so here's a long snapper.
All right, let me hear this theory.
Real quick. So John Denny, I don't know if there's like a long
snapper. He's coming tomorrow.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
okay,
scheduled to be here tomorrow.
Like, I didn't know if there was like a long snapper special VIP club.
I played with his older brother in Buffalo.
Okay, so
I've known the Denny's forever.
John Denny's been on the Dolphins since the perfect season of 72, or at least
he has.
And he's been through a million coaching changes and quarterback changes and everything, right? So we believe like long snappers because you guys, like, once you get your gig, as long as you don't screw up, like, you tend to stick around for a while, right?
Well, and here's why. So I figured out the bigger umbrella of why that is.
Yeah.
You're a coach.
Yeah.
And every play, if I can give anybody advice if they want to be in the NFL, just be consistent at what you do and be really good. Here's why. We're all chess pieces in football and in scenarios, right? You don't have to be a punter that kicks 90 yards. You just have to be a punter that kicks it 40 yards every time with like a 4-8 hang.
Yeah.
And then the coach can know what he's going to get out of you. If they're backed up, hey, guys, it's all good. We'll be at the 50. Let's prepare, right? It's the outliers. It's the variables that just skew one way or the other that kind of throws them for a loop. If they trust you and they know what they're going to get out of you, they will keep you forever because it's one less thing they have to worry about.
So – that being said, we believe that John Denny and all long snappers should be the one to write books because you guys know where the bodies are buried. You know all the stories. You've been through coaching changes. You've been through quarterback changes, player changes.
Did you put him up to this? Because my book's coming out. It's called Where the Bodies Are Buried.
Is it really?
No, that would have been good, though.
Damn.
No, that would have been good. But I do have a book coming out by Simon & Schuster. It's not called Where the Bodies Are Buried. But I might change the title right now.
Right. But do you agree with our theory?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen a lot. You know, the other thing, too, is as a snapper, John and I are kind of the same. We're the locker room guys. So when people have problems or something, they come to us.
Right.
Because we've been there, done that, seen it. And we're pretty much usually the most chill, laid-back dudes on the team. And I think, you know, as a snapper, get along with everybody. Do your job. Be consistently good, occasionally great. And get it. I got lucky. I had Andy Reid for years and years and years. And he was a coach that he'd rather not worry about that job and focus on other stuff and just pay you to keep you.
All right.
Thank you, Andy Reid.
Two more to get because I'm sure you have like millions of fans that are.
Well, no, I'm looking at those chicken fingers. Honestly, that's what I'm about to go order. No, I'm good. That's what I'm about to go order.
They're actually really good here.
No kidding. They look amazing.
Whatchamacallit? One is, do you have a story? Because long snapper, listen, you're not getting the Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown money, okay? I mean, you should, but it's not happening.
Now, look, there's a lot of sports talk and stuff I don't agree with, but what you just said, I completely agree with.
Right, like you should get that kind of money, but you don't. Unfortunately, I think the system's rigged.
I do too.
But you got a pretty good gig, like if you can keep it. Was there ever a time or when was the time when you said to yourself, you know what, man, this is great, man. I'm playing football and, you know, maybe I don't get the, you know, $1 billion deal. Not that anyone does, but This is pretty cool. I like this. This is not a bad deal.
When you first get in the league, when you first find out that a team's interested, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then you get there and you realize it's a lot harder to stay than just to get that call to come try out.
Right.
I probably didn't really feel comfortable until my sixth or seventh year, eighth year. And then I was like, okay, you know, if I keep playing, great. If I don't, I got a little nest egg. But I would say year eight was like, okay, this is cool. Because you know what it is? The sooner you learn the business of football, the sooner you realize that you can be cut, released, or traded for other factors other than how good you are, then you get it, right? It's not just necessarily about how good you are. So then all of a sudden you start worrying less about self-confidence in that. Like, oh, my God, I was cut. I'm not good enough. No. You were cut because of X, Y, and Z, because guys got hurt and they need another receiver. And this guy can snap and he can back up. And there's a lot of scenarios. So year eight.
All right, that works.
Yeah.
John Dornbos is going to be at the Event Center tomorrow night. You can go to MyHRL to get tickets. And Witch Mahoozy, also, you got a book coming out?
Yeah, man. It's coming out with Simon & Schuster. It'll probably be out next year. And there's only one guy that if anybody ever did a movie on my life, there's only one guy I wanted to do it. He hit me up. His name's Mike Tolan. He did, like, Varsity Blues, Coach Carter, Radio. I love Coach Carter and Radio. Those are great movies.
Yeah, great movies.
And he's an inspirational sports guy. It's not a sports movie necessarily, but he's a Philly guy. And so, the book will come out next year. We're on the last chapter, which is really, really cool. And then we'll see what happens with the movie. It's cool, man.
I can't
good.
Wait. I follow everything you do, dude.
Thank you.
Thanks for being uplifting and entertaining my family for, every week.
What's your kid's name?
Zach.
John Dornbos here. Hopefully you get a copy of this, man. I wish we could have met, but your dad's cool. Just listen to what he says. And hopefully we can kick it sometime, man.
He won't believe any word that you just said, especially part about me being cool, but he will like that. Thank you so much, John. Hopefully I'll get to see you tomorrow and kick ass, and we thanks for coming
Thank
on,
you, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
John Dornbos.
Are you excited about
that? Yeah, that's my phone, yeah.
Does that make you
what
happy?
What do you want to do? You just want to get in there and get all my contacts? John Dornbos is just going through my contacts.
I'm trying to, figure out, how do I open your camera?
Oh. No, I know we're still on the air. That's what we're doing. Doing shenanigans on the air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.